I love this time of year. I love early season bow hunting. I wait all summer long for it. I'm in the stand quite a bit early, and it's not really like me. Usually I run on MST time, which is Merrill Standard Time, which means either right on time or fashionably late, but not when it comes to hunting season. When it comes to hunting season, I get here early. You know that my phone's vibrating in my pocket, but that's okay. We'll wait. I don't know who that could be. Probably Donnie Parrish. But anyway, you know what? That reminds me of another story. I will never forget the time when I started texting. Now, when I started texting, it was a little bit behind everyone else, right? Everyone else had been texting for about a year. And that's usually me when it comes to technology. I'm always behind in the times. But anyway, a buddy of mine sent me a message one time, and at the end of it, he put LOL. I thought, that's weird. And why would he end this message with lots of love? And so, you know, it confused me. And obviously, we know that that means laughing out loud, right? But you know, that reminds me of another misunderstanding as well in the scripture. Jesus, in the book of John, answered a Pharisee and told one of the Pharisees, he said, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. And this confused the Pharisee named Nicodemus. And Nicodemus said, you know, how can that be? When a man is old, that he can be born again? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? And Jesus said, unless a man be born of spirit or of water, which is his natural birth, and of spirit, which is salvation, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. So what is salvation? What does that mean? Well, you know what? We're all born sinners. We're all sinners. And we have to accept that free gift of salvation. You know, when God created, obviously we can tell there's a creator. I mean, you can't look out here and not say, hey, you know, this just didn't happen by accident. And, you know, God created a perfect world. And in that world, of course, he created man. And sin entered the world through man. And that sin debt has to be paid. And God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, into this world to pay that sin debt. And if you'll continue to read in the book of John, read in there, you know, about all the things that Jesus did. Jesus died on the cross for us, but he rose. He was victorious over the grave, and he rose 3 days later, and he is now seated on the right hand of the Father. And so what we have to do, we have to recognize that we are sinners and that we need a Savior and that Jesus has paid that debt for us, and this gift of salvation is free, and all we have to choose is to accept it. And so if you want to know more about what that means, just continue reading through the book of John. And I'm telling you, your eyes will be open and you can accept that free gift of salvation, because I promise you there is no day like today to get that taken care of, because you're not promised a tomorrow. All right. So, hey, I tell you what, I'm going to pull my mask back up and I'm going to get back into this bow hunting, kind of quieting down, wait for the deer to come in here. So until next time. R-O-F-L.
What's so funny?
What do you mean, what's so funny?
R-O-F-L.
Yeah, R-O-F-L. Resting on faith and love.
No. No. That's rolling on the floor laughing.
Are you sure?
Yeah.